Hey, everybody, Bay Ragney here at the Nashville Restaurant Review. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of our podcast. And on this episode, we talk to Chad Head, the owner of Chago's Cantina on Belmont Boulevard, right across from Belmont University. We learned all about the how Chad started Chago's, where the name comes from, his prior experience in the restaurant business, and how he's handling things with the pandemic and everything else. So make sure you also, you know, our podcast is available. It's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker. It's on YouTube. But also, too, make sure you go to ChagosCantina.com and check them out on their social media pages, Instagram and Facebook, and like them, love them, follow them, and especially order from them now. Do some takeout orders, some curbside pickup orders during the pandemic. Help out another local business here in the Nashville area. And plus, they have amazing margaritas, which you can get too. So do that as well. And they have a contest going on right now for Cinco de Mayo that, you know, you can be part of that and win a nice prize pack of food. So get on at Chago's Cantina at Belmont Boulevard. Check them out. Say hey to Chad and tell him you heard the podcast. And yeah, let's do it. Let's not listen to me. Let's listen to myself and Chad. More importantly, let's listen to Chad.
Chad, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Well, just to give you a heads up, too, I'm new to Nashville. I moved here back in September, but the first time I came here last summer, the first place I was brought to by my future girlfriend and her sister was Chago's.
Oh, nice.
So, and actually, you know them both, Coco and Wee Wee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, now...
Small world.
It is. So, Chago's, you guys opened in 2011. How did this all come to be?
Yeah, I own Corky's Barbecue. I've been partners with, I have other partners there, but we've owned that for about 16 years now.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I was working with my best friend, and he was awesome, was kind of pushing me out, and I decided that it would be awesome if he took over that, and I went and did my own thing and started something else. So we had a few different concepts in mind, and I grew up out west in San Diego. Always had a drive for Mexican food, always loved Mexican food. Grew up with a lady that watched over us a lot of the time, and she was Hispanic, and so she cooked a lot of food at home for us. And other than just loving Mexican food, everybody else does too, so it seemed a good business model, especially for Belmont Boulevard, being across the street from the school and whatnot. We decided to roll with it and create a Mexican restaurant. The name Chago came from, it was my nickname all the years I was working at Corky's. That's just kind of what all the El Salvadorian guys in the back called me. So that's the name we rolled with.
That's awesome. So I guess you didn't even contemplate doing barbecue again then?
No, well, we're not allowed to do barbecue because Corky's is a franchise, and it's from Memphis.
Okay.
And so we're one of about five or six stores. But part of that is we could have opened another Corky's, but I thought it would be a better option for myself personally to do something different on my own and give me a chance to actually create something from the bottom up.
Do you like doing something like that on your own as opposed to doing a franchise type style?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Financially, it's tough to open up a franchise. You know, there's a big fee at the beginning. You owe them royalties every month. You have to do what they say, do what they do. Yeah, a whole lot easier for me and cheaper for me to do it just by myself.
Yeah, I can imagine. And also, too, you can make your own rules.
Yeah.
Now, the scary part is, going through your social media and all, the one thing that kept jumping out at me was, and it looks absolutely amazing, is your burger.
Yeah. we started messing around trying to do something different here, you know, just as like a weekend special. And there's a couple burgers I've had, you know, in the past that I just loved. And so I would make a burger at home for the family, and we loved it. So we decided to roll out with a burger here. And some people got it, and then we put it on a taco, and everybody got it. And then I helped open up a Mill Creek Tap Room on 12 South that's no longer there. But our first week, we opened up on National Teen Burger Week and ended up winning. We sold 2,000 or 3,000 burgers that week.
Holy cow.
And so, I separated myself from them and wished them the best of luck. And then when I rewrote the menu here months later, we decided to add the burger on and then one burger week here the next year. So, but it's a killer burger. It's great.
Now, how about you mentioned you tested it out at home. Do you do a lot of that with your dishes?
Yeah. I mean, you know, things on this menu don't change very often. We've learned over the years that mainly due to just having such a high college traffic through here,
right,
that they kind of they get what they get, and they don't really stray from that. We try to run weekend specials as much as possible on fun items that we like to eat at home. And my kitchen manager is Hispanic, and he's been here for 7 years, and he makes great food. His mom makes great food, but every time we try those things, they don't really sell. People like to go back to, you know, a quesadilla or the pollo gringo or whatever they get. I do cook a ton at home. My wife cooks a ton at home, but every once in a while they'll sell here, and sometimes they don't.
Now, what's your favorite item on your menu?
The fish taco and the chorizo taco are outstanding.
Do you ever get sick of eating the food?
Absolutely.
You know, Matt, I used to own a pizza shop when I was younger, and like pizza I can eat 7 days a week, but everything else I was like, yeah, nah, I don't want nothing of it.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. I eat a lot of Mexican food not here around town. But, you know, once you work somewhere and everything just starts to taste the same, and you cook it every day and you sell it every day. And so I still love the food, and it's just not something I crave, you know?
I can imagine. Now, how about like social media? I mean, social media is a vital part of business today. How important has it been for you guys, especially before the pandemic hit?
Well, I mean, extremely important. We, you know, being such a small business, our funds just don't allow us to really hire the right people to do it. And, you know, we've done some internships at Belmont, and they've done great for us, the different interns each semester. You know, the problem with that is it changes every semester. Everybody's got a different idea of what to do and when to do it.
Right.
So over the last year, I think we've really improved on it. My wife does it now. She's we're about 6 weeks away from having a baby. So,
oh wow,
she's not working and hasn't been working in the restaurant since all this happened. So she's been doing it, and so she's got time to do it and plan for it and create cool ads. And but I mean, it's really the only way that we advertise other than, you know, donating food and doing something like the food tastings around town, just
right,
mainly just because we can't afford to pay somebody, you know, $2,000 a month to do it for us.
Yeah, it's probably a bigger bill than the actual rent.
Yeah, it's a big chunk that we just can't afford.
Now, the one thing too, I noticed with the social media, like as I was going through like your Facebook and all, I noticed like when people leave reviews, you're actually the one responding, which I think speaks volumes to the customers when it's actually the owner responding to either thank or, you know, try to rectify a problem.
Yeah. I started doing that. I only started doing that about 6 months ago, I think, just because it wasn't getting done and we would catch it a little late, which isn't okay. So I try to at least spend, you know, a certain part of the end of my day or early in the morning, you know, just making, seeing if anybody's made a review or had a question or anything like that. Try to do what I can on it.
Now, how about going back to the menu? What do you think is the biggest seller on the menu?
The biggest seller is a pollo gringo. And it's rice, grilled chicken, and queso dip on top of it. Which I think probably every Mexican restaurant at this stage in life has that dish called something else. When I was in college, it was called the Is Special, and Is was the owner's name of the Mexican restaurant across the street from my school. And that's what we all got. Then it was like $5. And it was enough for almost two meals. So that's definitely the number one seller. Yeah.
See, I got to make notes now and get this stuff.
Yeah, after that, the pork belly taco and the fish taco are probably the two runner-ups.
Nice. Now, how about, you know, with this, the craziness that's going on in the world right now, the whole pandemic, when this was just starting to hit, did you think to yourself, oh, no, I'm going to have to close up shop for good, or were you scared you might lose your business?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't think anybody knew what was going to happen and how grand it was. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I still think there's a huge unknown out there and nobody really knows. So yeah, I mean, we freaked out, honestly, and I did what I had to do as a business owner, and I basically laid off everyone but two servers to work the counter up front, and my manager and I worked the kitchen all day, every day, 7 days a week, until we realized we were exhausted. And we're not opening one day because we were too tired to do it and frustrated. So we hired back two more, kitchen people, and now they work, one works 3 days a week, the other one works 4 days a week. And then it's just us two, and we hired back a couple more servers to give the other guys a break up front, you know, taking orders with phones. But yeah, you know, it's still in the air. We did get the paycheck loan.
Okay.
Which was a total lifesaver. I mean, I'm not sure we would be open right now if I didn't get it. I got it 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So I don't know. I could tough it out, but I'm just not sure how long it would last. Yeah. I mean, we're hanging in there sales wise. We're doing pretty good. It just, you know, it all comes down to your rent and utilities,
right,
and, you know, everything, buying groceries.
Sure, sure. It's scary. It's so scary, everything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I saw, like, it might have been, like, 2 or 3 weeks into this, you put up that you were able to bring back a couple employees. I was really excited and happy for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
No, one thing, too, I did notice with this is you guys are not accepting cash. Do you think, like, that's going to be the future of this?
No, I mean, you know, I think as long as this is at the height that it's at, I think it's just a smart move. You know, the less we have to touch and the less the guests have to touch, I think that's just the way to go.
Right.
And with the cash, you know, first of all, money is just dirty. But on top of that, you know, there's them touching it, whoever touched it before the guest.
Right.
And then they're passing along to the cashier, and then the manager's touching it after that. And it just, we just decided that it just wasn't a good idea. On top of that, when people are tipping probably 20% more than they normally would at this point, just trying to be helpful, and support the staff. So in turn, what happens is you have to go withdraw money from the bank every day. Just to pay out servers. And so we just decided it was best interest. We weren't getting a lot of cash payments anyways, to be honest. Maybe two or three a day. So it just made more sense to just say we don't have it in the building.
Sure.
That's it.
Now, another thing is, too, that everybody's doing is the curbside pickup. You think that's going to be part of the, like, the new model?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that dining out is changed forever, for so many reasons. You know, one, because I don't feel like this is over for a long time. I personally feel like, and my partners, my group feel like, you know, we have a year before, you know, things are truly back to the way we were used to. And,
right.
And so, you know, so people are still going to be scared. People are still going to want to get takeout and, get it the safest way for a while. On top of that, I think that, you know, dining out in general, I think is going to slow down, not just dining in, but getting to go as well. I think people over these months are going to realize how much money they're saving. not going out to eat. And maybe they learned something new in the kitchen that they could cook, you know, and they're more comfortable cooking in their own kitchen because
right.
they didn't go out to eat for so long. So I think the game will change forever, and I truly think the curbside pickup and the to-go will be more important than it definitely ever has been. We've always done a lot of to-go, but never did curbside pickup, and obviously never did to-go at this volume. I think even when the dining room opens, I think the to-go is still going to be extremely, extremely busy.
I think so, too. I think it is definitely going to be the new big thing for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I'm sure everybody is very happy is that you're able to do a pickup with margaritas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, obviously the city, you know, and state, we're losing out on a ton of money when we weren't allowed to do it.
Right.
Just due to people not being able to dine out and buy that, and the taxes are so high on it that you know, the state loses out on money as well. So, you know, it's a huge part of our day right now is selling margaritas every day. So it's a big plus. I hope they keep it like that and just restrict it more. You know, I really hope they just keep it going forever, honestly.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, it's a big moneymaker for the state.
Now, you're also doing a big contest right now, a big Cinco de Mayo contest. You want to explain that to everybody?
Yeah, basically we're trying to promote Cinco for one, but then just trying to get people to take pictures of, you know, what we're seeing online is that people aren't eating out of their to-go boxes. The people are taking it out of the containers, putting it on their own plate or their own platter, in their own glass and eating it as if they normally would at home. As if they cooked it, which I think is pretty cool. And so we're asking people to, you know, take photos of it, post a few comments about it. And, we're keeping track of the, you know, the people that are doing that. And then, we're going to pass out a big, surprise, kind of party pack, you know, with margaritas, food, chips, dips, you know, the whole shebang on Cinco de Mayo. And, we'll announce that on Monday. And then they can come by and get it.
Oh damn, people! Come on, you have a chance to win margaritas. They need to get involved in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So what is actually the best and easiest way for everybody to order right now?
You know, the best it depends. We are not doing delivery. We use Uber Eats for delivery. So if you want it delivered, Uber Eats is a great way to get it, and it's easy to order it through the app. The best way, in my opinion, is, and I think it's the safest way, nothing against Uber Eats, but, is just order on, ChagosCantina.com. There's a link that goes straight to our online ordering. You order there, it'll tell you the time, it captures your information. That way, when you order again, you don't have to re-enter everything. Usually it's about 15, 20 minutes. The food comes out pretty quick here. So by the time you get here, it's typically ready. You can also order margaritas through that, and any specials that we're running on, you know, happy hour margarita packs and things like that. We always welcome carry out. Carry out's great. We get a lot of that due to, you know, just our location. And as you know, the amount of people that walk up and down this street on a daily basis.
It's amazing over there.
A lot of walking traffic. You can call it in, get carry out, but you know, the safest, best way is truly just to get it, you know, through the web. That way it's a touchless deal. I don't have to touch your card and, you know, anything like that. I just hand you the bag and you're on your way.
Nice. Cool. Well, anything else? How about the socials, Chad? You guys are on Instagram, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, more on Instagram than anything these days, but, you know, it's all linked up to Facebook and, Twitter I haven't paid too much attention to in a while, to be perfectly honest. But mainly Instagram and Facebook.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you for doing this. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we'll be by soon. And I'll touch Coco and Wee Wee. Say hello.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, man. You too.
All right. Bye.